Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi there, this is Sally Kirkland and Lauren Bright. Good morning on this Monday morning. Lauren, how are you doing?
That's what Jay asked me. I said, not too bad for an old guy.
Oh, you're younger than me. I wonder
not much.
If you could do that wonderful meditation as we begin.
Do you want to do that now?
Lauren?
Yeah?
Did you hear me? Can we have you do that meditation you do?
Well, sure. You want to do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, let's see here. First of all, if for anybody listening, including you, Sally, let's just close our eyes, if you care to kind of help us focus inside. And let's begin by just following our breathing to bring us centered and focused on ourselves without the distractions of the outside world. So just breathe in, breathe out. Just notice your breathing. If you hear something with your ears, that's fine. Just notice it and bring yourself back to your attention on your breathing. If you have some sort of physical sensation in your body, you can acknowledge that also, but bring your focus to your breathing. And if your mind starts running around, which so often happens, that's fine too. Still, bring your focus to your breathing. And as you do, just notice a sense of peace, of calm, of relaxation, so that you can become more present with yourself. And just now you might see yourself standing at the edge of a forest. There's a lovely path. It's a nice warm day. Sky is blue. Grass is green. Trees are all blossoming. And you walk into the forest. You become aware of the sounds of the birds. Maybe squirrels are chittering. And you walk and you come to a pond or a lake. And it's a nice warm day. And you're wearing shorts, so why not? You just start walking into the forest. Into the lake. You get in, the water comes up to your knees, a little further up to your waist, and a few more steps it's up to your chest. The water is a lovely warm, not too warm, not too cool. You almost don't feel the water. And you allow yourself to lay back and float. And as you float, you feel yourself relax even further. You feel the relaxation in your feet, in your ankles, in your legs, in your knees. This relaxation, which is just a very pleasant, almost like a warm, warm feeling coming up around your thighs, around your pelvic area, your stomach. Just your body is just releasing any tension, any disturbance, discomfort. This relaxation starts coming up your hands, forearms, your upper arms, your shoulders, and fills your chest. You breathe easy, naturally, normally. As this relaxation comes up your neck, head, and you feel yourself so relaxed that you're no longer trapped in your body, and you experience yourself, your awareness expanding around you. And you can feel that there's like a vibration, a light, a pure white light that surrounds you. And it surrounds you around maybe 6 inches, 12 inches around your body. This relaxation, you experience a healing flowing into your body. It's not coming in from the outside, it's coming from the very inside of yourself. It fills your bones, your skeleton. Fills your brain, your eyes, your ears, your nose, fills all the organs in your body, your heart, your lungs, your liver, kidneys, spleen, gallbladder, all those organs that are in your abdomen, just filled with this light and this healing. The organs in your abdomen, the organs in your head, that means your brain, bringing a clarity, bringing a peacefulness. The frenetic mind go do its chatter all by itself. You don't need to entertain it. You just bring your focus to yourself, to the healing. You feel this healing and relaxation expanding further to the levels around your body, the imagination. Any disturbing images or fantasies that you may have had can be dispersed, and you can let them go. clear, you know that you are perfectly protected. And you experience this light and healing expanding further to the emotions. Maybe your stomach has been tight, or you've been clenching your teeth, or your muscles, your hands. You just let that come into a peacefulness also. And let this light bring healing to whatever has been emotionally disturbing to you, if anything. And you allow yourself to breathe in the light, breathe out any tensions, concerns, emotions. As this light expands and fills you further, moving out into the mental level, whatever you've been concerned about mentally that's been bothering you in your mind, thoughts, the news, whatever has been occupying your thoughts, you can let that all go into this light. Be dispersed. If you want to pick it up later, you can do that, but you don't have to. You can just let it go and enjoy the peace of mind, peace of the emotions, peace of the imagination, and peacefulness in the physical body. And from this relaxed place, you allow this light to flow into your subconscious and unconscious mind, those levels where old thoughts, hurts, beliefs are stored. And this light literally does shine light into the subconscious and unconscious mind. So there's no disturbance. The things that compel us sometimes to unconsciously do things, then we wonder, why in the world did I do that? Those are the kinds of things that this light can release just now, bringing you a whole peace. Peace, patience, relaxation, a warmth, a blessing of integration with your own self. And you just bask in this peace, in this light, and you allow it to do its work, all for the highest good. Whatever is for your personal highest good can take place. Don't think about it. Don't feel about it. Just be with it. And as you relax, you feel lifted. And you are lifted by a celestial being, whatever you want to call it. It holds you in its hands. Lovingly places you in its heart, filled with a sense of bliss. A sense of comfort. A sense of knowing that you can forgive yourself for any judgments you may have placed against yourself. A bliss of knowing that everything is perfect just the way it is. And if you're disturbed, it's because you don't happen to agree with the perfection in each moment. And as this being, this celestial being, holds you to its heart, it moves its hands further back, again gazing lovingly into your eyes. It kisses you on the forehead and then says, "Beloved, you are perfect. You are perfect just the way you are. When you learn and grow, then you may change the way you behave. But until then, things are perfect now, and things will be perfect then. And with a loving gaze, it sets you back down into your body. And you very gently become aware of the water that you're floating in. You open your eyes, take a couple of strokes with your arms, bringing you back into the shallower water. You get your feet underneath you and stand. You walk up out of the water onto the shore. The air is so nice and warm and dry that you can feel the water drying off your body. And you open your eyes again, your physical eyes, with a sense of peace, gratitude for yourself, for your life, the opportunities you have to learn with every breath, with every step you take. And you walk back along the path, stepping out of the forest, and back into your day. Did I put you to sleep, Sally?
No. No, I was with you.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it was fun.
What did you just say?
So that was fun.
Yeah.
That was. It's funny, I've been tired this morning, sleepy, but I'm more awake now.
Yeah, I've been having heart pains.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think I'm going to call my cardiologist in a
good
bit.
Good plan.
Yeah. Say it again. Oh, okay. 1 minute.
So what do you think, Sally? I guess we'll pick it up on the other side.
Our sponsor today has been the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. The purpose of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA, is to teach soul transcendence, which is becoming aware of yourself as a soul and as one with God, not as a theory, but as a living reality. MSIA offers an approach to living that focuses on how to incorporate spirituality into your everyday life. We call it practical spirituality. You can reach MSIA by going into the web on www.msia.org or phoning area code 323-737-4055 and asking to be on the free mailing list. You can also go into your web and find out events, prayer lists, latest news, and any books and tapes available. God bless you. Another of today's sponsors is the Institute for Individual and World Peace, otherwise called IIWP, or IWIP, in Los Angeles at 2101 Wilshire. We have many workshops and seminars related to the subject of individual and world peace. I, Sally Kirkland, feel that at this time of war in the Middle East, that nothing is more important than all of us working on our individual peace so we can help world peace.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Hi there. Laren Bright?
Yes, hi.
So, let's see. What should we talk about?
How about we talk about how we can all contribute to peace in the world if we get off our positions and stop being against one side or the other? That's been a lot on my mind lately. In a certain sense, I don't like a lot of what's going on in the world, and particularly in our country.
Yeah.
And I came to an awareness a little while back that if I'm going to judge or be against one political party or another, or one political candidate or another, then in choosing to do that, I am part of the problem.
Yeah.
So I'm what I'm kind of working on, and it's pretty much a continual process for me, is, well, there's a couple of things. One is being in a place of acceptance, and acceptance doesn't mean agreement. It just means such and such is going on, and I can rail about it in my mind, and I can be talking to all my friends about how terrible it is, or I can just say, this is what's going on. If you believe, as I do, that everything is perfect because I believe God is a good and loving God, and if something happens, it comes from or emanates from a good and loving God, therefore it's all perfect, so it's not my job to judge it or to feel bad about it or be against it. So if I want to be part of the solution instead of being part of the problem, my job is to be neutral and loving about everything.
And peaceful.
And peaceful, absolutely. Even though I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
But so what? I'm allowed to not agree with it, and I don't have to get all up in arms about it, and I don't have to get all upset inside myself. Because when I get inside myself, I'm putting out an upset vibe. And then I really do believe that collectively we all contribute. Even if it's just a little sliver, it doesn't matter. That's what I'm putting out.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want things to be better, the only place that I have any influence at all is myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if I can bring myself into a balance, a sense of balance and peace, then I'm contributing balance and peace. And,
yeah.
And if I'm, criticizing and angry about and pissed off about something that I think is unjust or wrong or something like that, then I'm putting out those kinds of things. And that's not an environment that I choose to live in.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I honestly do think that those kinds of, getting into those kinds of thoughts and emotions and stuff promotes dis-ease in the body. And I certainly don't want that.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing because, I mean, at the same time, I feel like I have certain responsibilities, but my responsibilities go to, for example, making sure I vote in elections so that I am expressing I am promoting what it is that I want promoted, but I don't have to convince other people.
No.
And I can talk about it if I can talk about it with other, political stuff and stuff like that with other people. That's fine. But if it starts to get heated, that's no longer a conversation. And
yeah.
I saw something the other day that said, one thing you can do is look for common ground with with people of a different point of view. And that kind of made sense to me for the first time. I mean, it looked like, oh, yeah, that's something that you could do or that I could do. Anyway.
No, I agree. Common ground.
That's what's been on my mind lately, especially with the news and elections coming up in this country and all that stuff. I mean, and the news media, all of them, I mean, every single one of them, as far as I've seen, the ones that I've seen and read and stuff like that, promote anger and againstness. And it's like, wait a minute, that's not a place where I want to be. I'm trying to inside of myself promote balance and loving and caring, and hearing news stories from either side of the spectrum or anywhere along the spectrum that's promoting upset is like, I don't need that.
No.
I love reading news stuff and stuff like that, and I've quit maybe 90% of it anyway. It's like this is not a productive use of my time.
No,
it's not helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
No, I.
What
agree.
Have you been doing?
I agree. I find myself watching TV and it's all Trump, Trump, Trump.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he's a master at that. I mean, that's the other thing. It's like the left makes Trump out to be totally evil, and the right makes Biden out to be totally evil. And neither one of those guys is totally anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't even know how to say it. I mean, it's like, all right, on both sides of the aisle, there are guys that do things that I think are weird and not positive and not good and not healthy. And they also do some good things. So let's not forget about the good things that they do.
Yeah.
But who wants to talk about the good things when we can focus on all the nastiness that's going on?
Yeah.
And we live in a negative realm, not a bad, but just negative, like a negative pole of a battery. And so it's always going to be easier and more fun to talk about negative stuff. But
yeah,
we don't have to get caught in that. I mean, I catch myself doing that all the time. You know, about something where Trump did something that's going to mess him up. It's like, oh, let's read about that. It's like, no, don't read about that. Anyway,
yeah,
we're going to come back in a minute.
Agree.
Sounds.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back.
Another one of our sponsors today has been Spiritual Warrior, The Art of Spiritual Living, a wonderful book written by John Roger, a New York Times number one best-selling author. This is put out by Manifold Press, and about the book, John Bradshaw says, Spiritual Warrior is a life-changing book. John Roger echoes my own intense desire to preserve spiritual focus in a world filled with distraction and anxiety. I welcome his crystal-clear light on the pathway of self-discovery. I found the words of a wise, practical man in Spiritual Warrior. You can access this by going into www.spiritualwarrior.org or phoning 323-737-4055 and asking for the shipping department, or ask in your local bookstore. God bless you. Our sponsor today has been Peace Theological Seminary, a sister organization of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. Peace Theological Seminary offers classes on the web. If you call 323-737-4055 and ask for PTS, they can put you on a free mailing list and explain the various classes that are offered, including classes in forgiveness, abundance, service, and many other subjects. Please, please, please call 323-737-4055 and ask for Peace Theological Seminary and ask to be mailed all of the available information. God bless you. Our sponsor today has been the Church of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. The purpose of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, MSIA, is to teach soul transcendence, which is becoming aware of yourself as a soul and as one with God, not as a theory, but as a living reality. MSIA offers an approach to living that focuses on how to incorporate spirituality into your everyday life. We call it practical spirituality. You can reach MSIA by going into the web on www.msia.org or phoning area code 323-737-4055 and asking to be on the free mailing list. You can also go into your web and find out events, prayer lists, latest news, and any books and tapes available. God bless you.
You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
Hi there. It's us, back again, Sally and Laren. So, Laren, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I was telling you, as on the break, I was chatting with you about this fellow, young fella, who's kind of interesting. He does Zoom talks on usually Tuesday evenings and Saturday mornings. This week it'll be Monday evening tonight. a fellow named Jeffrey Morgan, and what's it called? Soul Awareness Weekly Connect. And
what time is it?
Yeah, pardon?
What time?
The time is it's tonight. It'll be 6:30. And it's at a link. I mean, I don't even know. I guess if anybody is interested, anybody listening is interested, you can email me. My email is Laren@larenbright.com. Laren@larenbright.com. Anyway, and I'll send you the link. I mean, it's one of those, like, you know, 18-character links or something like that. There's no point in my trying to say it on the radio. But anyway, but Jeffrey largely talks about loving, talks about, you know, the teachings that we follow, that we or attempt to follow or attempt to practice in MSIA, and, you know, talks about, well, essentially what it is he talks about his experiences on the path of soul transcendence. And he's a very interesting guy, because when he was a little kid, he talks about how he would just know stuff about people, and he would tell them and they would get angry because they didn't want it was stuff that they didn't want necessarily known. I mean, some of the stuff I'm sure people found it helpful, but anyway, so he learned to keep his mouth shut, and I mean, he was born into a family of people that study the teachings that you and I study, Sally, and so he was brought up with that. So that's his life, his awareness. Although he happens to work for. He's an attorney, and he works for one of the major companies, entertainment companies, and he brings loving into that, and which sometimes blows some of the executives' minds because they don't know what's going on. But there it is.
Right.
So anyway, it's fun.
How old is Jeffy now?
He's in his mid 30s, I think.
Uh huh.
Yeah, something like that. And anyway, so he, you know, it's something that he started. It started out with just a small group of people, like maybe a dozen, and that was a couple years ago. And by word of mouth, I mean, it's not publicized anywhere that I'm aware of. And by word of mouth, he gets between 200 and 300 people an evening. And the format is essentially people ask questions, and you know, usually about how to handle life situations, and then he talks about how to handle life situations, which is a lot of what, even though our teachings are spiritual teachings, it's if you have stuff distracting you in your life that are, you know, things that are troubling you or disturbing you or distracting you in your life, then you're not gonna. It's going to be more of a struggle to get beyond that when you want to sit down and go inside and go and commune with the Lord, you know. So a lot of our teachings have to do with how to be healthy, wealthy, and happy in this life, and so that we can be free to travel inwardly. To experience the things, you know, that we might be encountering when it's time to drop the body, which is kind of cool if you think about it, because in our culture, people don't talk about death. It's somehow a no-no to talk about death, and it's like, well, that's the one thing that's guaranteed. We're all going to die. I mean, body's going to die.
Right.
So why aren't we talking about it? Why aren't we preparing it? Well, that's a lot of what we do, you know, with our teachings is prepare for that, so that when it's time to lay down the body, we're not freaked out. It's not unfamiliar. We're not afraid of it, because it's to some extent it's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
So that sermon.
I remember Jesse when he was a little kid played a great piano.
Yeah, and he plays the guitar too. Jeffrey's a very unusual guy. He knows more about more stuff than literally anybody I know. I mean, I'm a fairly smart guy. I mean, but Jeffrey leaves me in the dust because he knows. I mean, he'll be talking about something, then he'll reference some Sufi mystic, you know, or some Hindu teaching. And it's like, whoa, how do you know that? I don't know. I mean, he's an unusual guy. I mean, he does an amazing amount of stuff every day, it seems like. I mean,
great.
You know, I mean, he's got a wife and a child, I think about a five or, well, I think kids maybe six or seven now. So he's taking care of them. He's got this job with a major entertainment company, and then he goes to the LA mission and feeds the homeless people on Saturdays, and he's just a very interesting guy. He's a fascinating
guy. And his wife is French.
Yes, that's true. And Jeffrey studied in France in college for a couple years, or in Europe, but particularly in France. He speaks French pretty fluently. And the people that come to this thing come from all over the place. I mean, there are people from France, there are people from South America, and people from all around the United States, from other places in Europe and Australia. So it's a pretty eclectic crowd of people.
That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, what else?
Let's see. Well, how did you meet John Roger?
Well, that's all right. Here's the deal. 1969, I had graduated college, and they. Well, we got a break for a couple minutes, but I'll finish telling you that story when we come back. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Our sponsor today has been the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. I, Reverend Sally Kirkland, give introduction tape, video, and audio seminars with the teachings of John Roger and John Morton. I can be accessed by your going into www.sallykirkland.com and emailing me or calling 323-650-2215. Welcome, and please find us. Another one of our sponsors today is the book, The Tao of Spirit, by John Roger and Mandeville Press. I'm looking at a quote on one page of the book of Lao Tzu's that says, "Without going outside, you may know the whole world." And a quote of John Roger's, "Don't let yourself get confused when you have depressions, anxieties, and frustrations that you're sitting anywhere less than in the presence of the Lord." This is a book that may also be accessed via the web, www.msia.org, and then going into Mandeville Press and asking about the book, The Tao of Spirit, or calling 323-737-4055. Our sponsor today has been Peace Theological Seminary, a sister organization of the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. Peace Theological Seminary offers classes on the web. If you call 323-737-4055 and ask for PTS, they can put you on a free mailing list and explain the various classes that are offered, including classes in forgiveness, abundance, service, and many other subjects. Please, please, please call 323-737-4055 and ask for Peace Theological Seminary and ask to be mailed all of the available information. God bless you. Insight Seminars. Do you have the life you've always wanted? Do you have love, joy, confidence, success, and happiness? Are you as effective in creating what you want as you would like to be? We have ongoing seminars in Southern California and worldwide. Please go into www.insight.org or call 310-315-9733. As a graduate and a former facilitator of Insight 4 for 18 years, I can only say, do yourselves a favor. Do it.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
We were talking on the break about my doggy Shiva. I do
yeah.
like Shiva a lot. He lived 18 years.
That's great.
Yeah. Oh, God, I loved him so much.
Yeah. Well, you had asked me how I met John Rogers, so I got a story. So, let's see, back in 1969, I had just graduated college, and the Vietnam War was happening. So I got a notice to go in for a physical. So I went for the physical, and since I had graduated college, I no longer had a student deferment, and I didn't have any particular interest in going to Vietnam. So I decided I'm going to go to the Caribbean. And if I do get drafted, I won't come back. So me and a friend went to the Caribbean, and the reason we went to the Caribbean was because they grew an herb there that was fun to smoke.
Right.
Anyway, so we ended up in Jamaica, and while there, my friend went back to the States, and I met a guy there who read my astrology chart, and he started talking about yoga and meditation and vegetarian and all this and that. And longer story, a little bit shorter, I ended up going back to Miami where he lived with him and to study this stuff. And we used to go to all kinds of different meditation groups and spiritual study groups and things like that. I went to a number of Edgar Cayce groups. There was a place in Miami called the Theosophical Society that had an amazing eclectic library of spiritual stuff, so I was studying all that, and one night a friend of mine said, my first friend met a girl and they went to Key West, and so I was living with another guy, and we used to always go to this particular group on Friday nights, and then one Friday night he didn't show up there, and it's like, how'd that happen? So So after a couple of weeks of that happening, I said, where are you going? And he said, well, he said, I've discovered the most beautiful people in the world. And I'm thinking, boy, that's not like this guy. So he said, you want to come? You want to check it out? I said, sure. So we went, and it was an MSIA seminar. This was in Florida, so it was on audio tape, cassettes. And the way that we would get these tapes was the girl who was leading this group had a brother in California who was... this gets really convoluted. Anyway... Her brother would go to these John Rogers seminars, sit in the third row with a tape recorder and tape them and then send us the tapes. So half the time you couldn't even hear the darn things. Yeah. Anyway, so we started going to these MSIA seminars, and it was like it wasn't this big, huge, oh my God, fall to my knees and tears streaming out of me. It wasn't anything like that. It was like, well, this is kind of interesting. And I found myself going back the next week, and the next week, and the next week. And then the girl who was running these things said, John Rogers is going to come to town, and he'll be doing what they called light studies at that time. And so she said, anybody that wants one, get in a line. So we got in a line. And I said, how much is it? And it was like $65. And I stepped out of line. I said, that's a lot of money. And my friend who my roommate at that time, who had introduced me to MSIA, kind of grabbed me by the shirt sleeve and pulled me back in line. He says, I don't think you want to miss this.
Uh-huh.
So that was in March of 1970. JR came to town, John Roger. And I had a light study, and he told me some things about my life that totally made sense, and I didn't know how in the world he would possibly know that stuff. He told me about a past life that lined up, and a past life that explained a lot of things that were going on with my mom and my dad, who were in Detroit at the time. And other people around me, and he just kind of nailed a lot of stuff. And so I just kept, you know, that was my first meeting with him, and over time, I mean, I just kept coming back because that was my place to go. You know, some people come and go, and some people stay, and it's like, it's all perfect. You know, it's like, if JR said that the people that are looking for this, our job is to make it the teachings available so that the people who are looking for it can find it. And if it's theirs, they'll stay. They'll come. They'll show up. Those that it's not for them this time, this lifetime, you know, they'll come, they'll get what they need, and then they'll go off to the next thing. And that's what it's looked like to me over the years. And, you know, but for me, this was my thing. So, and obviously your thing.
Yeah, although you were years ahead of me, I think.
Yeah. I mean, and that, you know, and so, you know, the thing is, the way it looks to me, and I don't see all the levels. I mean, I just see what's going on in front of my eyes. And it's like John Roger was the guy that brought forward the teachings. They're really ancient teachings. The teachings in MSIA come from a variety of different sources, but the foundational teaching is the yoga of what's called Shabda Yoga, and it's the yoga of the sound current, and it's practicing the sound current of God that takes you home to the heart of God. Anyway, there was a point to my saying that, and I don't remember what it is. But the teachings are are very eclectic and come from a variety of different places. And, you know, the whole philosophy is, here are techniques. Try them out. If it works for you and produces results that you're looking for, then continue doing it. If it stops producing the results, go on to something else. If it doesn't produce the results in the first place, go on to something else, but come back and check it out later. Maybe it'll work then. You know, so there's just a lot of richness in these studies. Anyway, that's what I got, Sally.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, see you next month. Or next week, or whenever.
You take care of yourself, Sally. Feel good.
I will. Okay, honey. God bless you.
Okay.